We're wasting time with her. She's living the vida loca. Two more cruisers and an ambulance pulled up. One of the paramedics spoke quickly and more efficiently with the maid. In the pool in the back, he reported. No one else is here, as far as she knows.
She don't know shit, said Beneke.
We'll go around, Campbell said. He and Beneke took the north side of the house, their weapons drawn. The other teams went to the south, straight through a set of hedges. Campbell felt the old rush of adrenaline as they worked their way through a dense cluster of hydrangea. Homicide calls used to be almost exhilarating. Now they just made him feel lightheaded and weak in the legs. He squinted through the thick brush as best he could. From what he knew of the Hollywood murders, there was no way the killer would still be around.
You see anything?
He whispered to his partner, who was 29, a California cowboy, and a total asshole most of the time.
Yeah, a bunch of flowers, Beneke answered. We were the first ones here. Why'd you let them go ahead of us like that?
Campbell stifled his first response.
Just keep your eyes open, he said. The killer could still be here.
That's my hope, Pojo.
They emerged onto a sweeping black slate patio in the back. It was dominated by an enormous dark-bottomed infinity pool. The water seemed to flow right up to and over the edge of the terrace.
There she is, Campbell groaned.
A woman's stark white body floated face down, arms perpendicular to the torso. She wore a lime-green one-piece. Her long blonde hair was splayed gently over the surface of the water. One of the paramedics jumped into the pool and with some difficulty turned her over.